having our starting lineups announced for each of the two teams here today. And we'll take you through those in just a second once they get finished up here. And we'll take you through first for the Taos area Braves, number two, junior Elise Klinger. Number four, senior Abigail Herbelsheimer. Number five, senior Olivia Morand. Number 23, junior Reese Cantoret. And number 24, sophomore Annabelle Herbelsheimer. As for the Oscoda Owls, they will start number one, junior Grace Berquist. Number 12, junior Mia Wipke. Number 13, senior Olivia Toppy. Number 21, senior Megan Miles. And number 45, sophomore Marlene Sabrino Salvador.
Getting excited for basketball here, Bradley. We're almost tip-off. Going to be a good game. We're happy you're listening to us. Can't wait to bring you all the action here of the girls' district final right here live in Oscoda, Michigan.
That's right. Game moved to Oscoda after the leak in Alcona. Tip controlled by the Braves. Right side, Moran. Dump inside. That's Herbelsheimer for two. No good. Rebound comes down to Herbelsheimer. And ball bounces around and now comes away to the Owls. Couldn't quite secure the offensive rebound. Berquist will bring it up. Left side, Toppy. Left wide open. Launches left side three. No good. Rebound fought for. Comes down to the ground and grabbed by Morand. Olivia Morand will hand it off to Elise Klinger. And now back to Morand to get the offense started. Morand with the basketball. Swings left side to Annabelle Herbelsheimer. Right side now to Reese Cantoret. And they're just going to slowly swing it around. Cantoret and Morand now left side to Herbelsheimer. Inside to Klinger. Ball knocked away by Sabrino Salvador. She's going to take it down the court. She gets to the three-point line. Will stop. Cross-court pass Toppy. Good pass. Right wing three. Too long. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Anna Herbelsheimer. She's quickly down the floor. She goes up strong at the bucket. No good. Rebound pulled down Wipke and a foul coming on the Braves. And so we mentioned that this game is going to be a lot higher pace than what we saw Wednesday night, and that's what we're getting.
Certainly has started out quick, going fast both ways. Got our first foul of the day. And Oscoda will get the ball under the bucket. Still scoreless. 6:58 left in the first quarter.
Anna Herbelsheimer picks up the foul. Berquist brings it across the line for the Owls. Guarded by Klinger. Goes right side to Sabrino Salvador. Now right corner Toppy. They continue to swing it around. Salvador drives. Left corner. Wipke. Corner three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Miles. And kicks it back out. Bounce pass to Toppy. Toppy has it picked off by Cantoret. Cantoret into the lane. Goes up right hand. Too strong. Rebound fought for. And won by Olivia Toppy. Toppy inside to Sabrino Salvador. Left-hand layup up and good, and the Owls take a 2-0 lead.
First points of the game. It certainly was all hustle there, Bradley. Good transition basketball right there by the Oscoda Owls, and Salvador picks up the first duck of the game here, 2-0 with 6:18 left.
First look at the 1-2-1-1 press by the Owls, and a travel here by Cantoret. Immediately she catches the basketball. And so a turnover on the first press of the game for the Owls. They force the turnover. Berquist has it up top. A little full court, kind of a 1-3-1 zone here put out by the Taos area Braves. Changing it up a little bit, swinging it around on the Owls. As now Toppy, left side Miles, has the ball taken away. That's Herbelsheimer who fights for it. And now able to recover it are the Owls. Inside Wipke, right hand up, and she will go to the line to shoot two.
A little bit of contact prior to that. I thought there should have been a foul on the Owls there that didn't get called, but worked out the other way. Now the Owls are going to go to the line, see what they can do at the free throw line tonight.
Mia Wipke at the line. That foul goes on Abigail Herbelsheimer. First free throw by Wipke is up, and it is good. This game brought to you in part by Sunny Buns Watercraft Rental and Boat Storage of Oscoda, Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Mark Schultz of Edward Jones in Oscoda, Coletta Air of Oscoda, and Zubek Ford of Oscoda. Free throw miss tipped out of bounds by the Owls. Now off the press, Mia Wipke deflects the pass, and so it'll stay with the Taos area Braves. Herbelsheimer looking to inbound. And gets it to Herbelsheimer. Abigail to Anna. Anna quickly up court. No one stops the ball. Right side, Morand couldn't quite handle it. Had the open jumper. Now we're going to get a jump ball. That's a missed opportunity for the Braves because that could have been 2 points.
Actually, a turnover there when you look at it because of the possession arrow. So Escoda doing all the right things early here. Tawas hasn't got a break yet, but they're playing hard.
Jump inside to Whipke. Quickly up, got it with the foul.
More good penetration by the Owls, though, getting it down low to Whipke. And she gets hit on the arm going up. 5-0 Owls now, and a chance to make it a 3-point play.
Number 32 for the Thomas area Braves. That's Ava Bush. She will check in for Abigail Herbelsheimer. Free throw by Whipke. A little bit too long. Rebound and fought for. And one. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Bush. It should come back to the Owls. And it will. So missed opportunity there again by the Braves is now Tapia inbound. Right side, Miles. She'll try the three. Falls out. Rebound, Whipke goes up and scores. Whipke with 5 early points. It's 7-0 Owls. Timeout. Tawas will take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Great start by the Owls. They lead 7-0. This game brought to you in part by State Farm agent Sean Clark of Oscoda, Janice Tire of Oscoda, and East Dallas, and Landmark Title Corporation of Oscoda. The Braves able to get it inbound. Left side, Morand, and now up top, Anna Herbelsheimer. Right side, that's Cataret as the Braves get to run some offense for the first time in a couple of minutes. 7-0 Owls, 5:05 to play in our first quarter of this district final. In girls basketball, Reese Cataret drives baseline, launches the jumper a touch short, and tipped out of bounds by the Owls. I think Cataret expected something different to happen from her teammates, realized she was going to travel and just had to shoot the basketball.
I'd like to see the Braves continue that two-on-one break and go to the hoop with it when they came down instead of setting up on that.
Bush inbounds to Klinger, and now left side Cataret. She'll drive, take the jumper off the side of the backboard, rebound Toppy for the Owls. And here come the Owls with a left side to Whipke. Now corner, Sabrina Salvador for three. A touch long, rebound, and Megan Miles is going to pick up a foul as good rebound by Herbelsheimer. Miles goes over the back. 4:43 to play in our first quarter. The Braves look to inbound off the press. Goes left side, that's Herbelsheimer. She gets trapped, pass to Bush. Bush struggling with it, but able to recover it. Klinger now gets inside, and an offensive foul is called on Elise Klinger. Sabrina Salvador takes the charge.
A lot of foot movement on the defensive set on that. Not going to say I disagree, but...
tough call is what we'll say.
Yeah, we'll say it was a tough call.
Burquist will bring it across for the Owls. 4.5 to play in our first quarter. Goes to the corner. Sabrina Salvador for three. Little long. Rebound comes down to Morand. Morand passes up to Cataret. Cataret one-on-one with Burquist at the rim. Can't finish. Rebound comes down to Sabrina Salvador. Now she's on the run. Looking for some help. No numbers. And she'll swing it back up top to Grace Burquist. Cross-court pass. Miles. Corner three. Knock it down.
Excellent shot there from the corner by Megan Miles. That's a big-time play in this game.
Anna Herbelsheimer trap, ball on the ground. Jump ball should go to the Braves.
Yeah, Braves will get the possession arrow this time, but again, struggling with the press early here are the Braves.
Owls 10-0 lead. Braves got to figure something out here. Inbound to Cataret, and she'll pass it up to Bush. Bush to Anna Herbelsheimer, and the Owls will back off. And work some offense. Morand, right corner three, a little too long. Rebound tip, but one by Sabrina Salvador. She'll dribble it up the court. Stop, now she'll drive inside on Cataret. Kick out, Toppy left corner three, a little bit short. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Reese Cataret of the Braves. And now she'll bring it up across the line. Hand off to Herbelsheimer on the left side. Will dribble it up top, and the Braves will run some offense. Right side, Morand. Inside to Bush, and Whipke's going to reach in and pick up a foul. And so it'll be the second team foul, on the Oscoda Owls.
Braves need to settle it down on the offensive end. They either got to decide whether they want to run or they want to set up, but they need to get some points here now.
Inbound is taken away by Toppy. They tried to get it to Catherine Push, newly into the game, and Toppy just steals it right off the inbound, gets a screen up top to Berquist, and now Berquist will set up the offense. Berquist goes right side. Sabrina Salvador, and yep, she moved a little bit before she was able to take the dribble. And so it will be, I just looked over. She looked at Coach Toppy, and Coach Toppy said, shoot the ball. Why were you even dribbling in the first place? And he talked about that he did not want girls passing up open shots.
Right. They all can shoot, all nine of them.
Montgomery checks in for Toppy. And the Aaron Brown checks in for the Braves as they make a sub. Catterett will give the ball to Herbolsheimer as the Braves need a bucket. Down 10-0, drives inside. Herbolsheimer goes up and scores. And that's what the Braves needed as Anna Herbolsheimer gets on the board.
Good baseline drive.
Wide open three, Montgomery, no good. Rebound come down to Herbolsheimer again, and now she's going to take off and go. Has numbers, goes right side, layup off the high glass and in.
Excellent play. She's single-handedly getting the Braves back in this game, Bradley.
10-4, the Braves have a little bit of life. Their side of the arena hooked up, but Wipke drives inside, an easy layup for Mia Wipke. She continues her hot start. She's got seven. Timeout Taos again. We'll take another break on WKJC, your power station for sports. Come on. 12-4 Owls. 2 minutes to play in the first. This game brought to you in part by Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Popbush Manufacturing in Taos City and All Gray, and Alpena Community College of Alpena and Skoda. And a different press here for the Owls. We mentioned three different presses. This one 2-2-1 instead of the 1-2-1-1, and a double dribble here on the Taos area Braves. They were able to break the press but weren't able to do anything once they got through it.
The Braves are slowly building their turnovers up. They got five already now in the first quarter. Still got 2 minutes left.
Right side Montgomery for the Owls. Inside to Wipke. Wipke right hand good. Mia Wipke on fire. 9 points here in the first quarter, and it's 14-4. Herbolsheimer passes through to Brown. Brown has it tipped away by Miles.
Yeah, Miles just kind of stuffed that right in her face, right back out of bounds. Braves will inbound right here in front of us, Brad.
And bounce pass taken by number 10, Catherine Push. Push swings it around to Anna Herbolsheimer, and the Braves now will set up some offense. Herbolsheimer taking her time, making sure the team is where they need to be. Go right side, Reese Catterett. Catterett, cross-court pass to Brown. Brown now dribbles left side, will take it back out, go into the corner. And Push swings it up top, Catterett. Catterett drives and will take the shot and has it taken away. And we have conflicting calls. We have one call of travel and one call that it was knocked away, which I believe is the right call. Ball was
correct.
Knocked away, and so it'll stay with the Braves.
Yep. That's definitely the correct call. New rule in high school basketball, you get your hand on that ball, and you go up and down, and it is not a travel.
Well, and immediately
turned it
away
over
by Megan Miles.
So.
Yep. Steals it right away, and so now here come the Owls. Left side, Wipke for three. Knock it down!
Mia Wipke having the quarter of her season right now, Bradley.
12 points in the quarter for Mia Wipke. Ball taken away by Wipke on the pass. She goes up and scores again. 14 in the first quarter for Mia Wipke, and it's the Owls 19, Braves 4. Anna Herbolsheimer quickly down the floor. Push a mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound taken in onto the ground. This should be a jump ball, and it will be, and this one should go to the Owls.
Wow, what a performance here in the first quarter by Mia Wipke. 11th grader. She's going to be around all next year, Bradley. You might as well get used to that name.
39 seconds remaining in our first quarter. The Owls lead it by 15, 19-4. And Berquist will dribble it across. 30 seconds left. You could hold for one shot. We'll see what the Owls decide to do. Montgomery has it. Left side, Miles. She's wide open for a three. Off left. Long rebound, though, to the Owls in Berquist. Right side to Sabrina Salvador. She drives inside. Kick out Miles. Back up top, Berquist, who will drive. She gets bumped, goes up through the contact, and didn't get the friendly roll. Tipped out to Brown, and she's going to travel. Just got moving a little too fast. So the Owls will get it back with 10.7 to go.
Erin Brown struggled a little bit in this first quarter since she came in with the feet moving too quick.
Yeah, her head and her feet just don't seem like they're in the right spot right now. Inside Whipke, left hand through the contact, no good. Rebound pulled down by Push, 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Going to have to launch a deep shot. They do not. And so at the end of our first quarter, it is Oscoda 19 and Tawas 4. A great quarter by Mia Whipke on WKJC, your power station for sports. WKJC brought to you in part by My Michigan Health, Capital Carpet and Upholstery, Cleaners and Restoration of the Tawases, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Tawas and Oscoda. The Braves start with the basketball, trailing by 15 points, 19-4. Push has the ball blocked by Sabrina Salvador. Rebound to Kaylin Griggs. Griggs will drive into the lane. Kick out. Whipke for three. Knock it down.
Wow, what a performance. Single-handedly picking apart the Braves right now, Mia Whipke.
And now taken away by the Owls after the Braves broke the press, but down the court, turn it over. Up top, Sabrina Salvador for three. A little bit off left. Rebound pulled down by Push. And now goes to Moran. 17 points now in the game for Mia Whipke. The rest of the other players who have played, it's 5-4 Oscoda, but Mia Whipke's got the other 17, and now Tawas again turning the ball over as they try to make a bounce pass, and nothing there, and it goes out of bounds.
10 turnovers already for the Braves tonight. That's not the key to success. They got to hang on to it and take care of it.
Berquist with the basketball up top, handoff Salvador. Salvador goes left side to Griggs, back to Sabrina Salvador. Pump fake, drive baseline, handoff to Backstrom. What a pass by Sabrina Salvador, and Kingsley Backstrom on the board.
Outstanding assist. I tell you what, this is a machine that we're watching here, the Oscoda Owls, the Lady Owls.
Foul here on Backstrom. Her first, team third. It's amazing you get all these turnovers off the press without fouling. You see so many teams who get turnovers because they push. Mia Whipke going to get a nice round of applause as she checks out.
A little over a quarter for her. What a performance.
24-4 with 17 points by Mia Whipke. Here comes Push on the right side to Moran in the corner. Wanted to dump it into Klinger. Now hands it off to number 12. That's Chat. Chat to Moran and back up top. And Push tries a three. Knock it down. And so Push cuts the lead 24-7. And Grace Berquist, who I don't believe is checked out of this game yet, will pass right side, back up top to Berquist. 24-7, 6 minutes to play in the half in this district final between the Oscoda Owls and the Tawas Area Braves. Hand off Kaylin Griggs. And we're going to get a foul here on Sabrina Salvador on the illegal screen.
Yep, 45 was moving around pretty good, pushing around, trying to set that pick, and like they say, you can't do that.
Herbal Scheimer will bring it across. Hand off to Chat. Chat dribbles it off of Sabrina Salvador's foot and goes to Berquist. Another turnover by the Braves. Right side Montgomery. Inside Backstrom. Backstrom back out up top. Berquist and decides not to take the three. Swing across Sabrina Salvador. She'll drive. Take the bump and they're going to say foul on the floor.
Couple things I noticed there down at the other end. They probably should have blown that dead for a kick. And then just now, Salvador driving through the lane caused all that contact there. And Oscoda's going to come out with the ball after the foul.
Back inside to Sabrina Salvador. Left-hand layup, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Klinger. And so it'll stay with the Owls. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawas City, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City, Sunrise Travel Center of Oscoda, and Murphy Home Furnishings of East Tawas. Kick outside. Kaylin Griggs for three. No good. Rebound fought for and won by Elise Klinger. Braves need to get something going. They need to get a run. Trailing by 17 in the first half. Anna Herbelsheimer through the lane but can't finish, and rebound comes down to Berquist. Berquist Goes left side to Griggs. Griggs pump fake inside to Backstrom. Backstrom dribbles out, kick to Montgomery. Back inside to Backstrom. Back to Griggs in the left corner. This time for a three. Knock it down.
Galen Griggs getting involved. She's getting involved in the act now. 27-7 Owls. 4:49 left.
Driving right to the lane. Anna Herbelsheimer has it knocked away. And Sabrina Salvador is hurt.
Yeah, that's not the right point on the possession either. Clearly went off the Escoda girl going out of bounds.
Hopefully she's all right. We'll take a break here, and we will come back right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. Sabrina Salvador able to get up and walk off under her own power. Looks like she took a low blow, I think is the best way to describe what ended up happening there. She, a little bit of laughter from her and her teammates as she comes off the court, so hopefully she'll be all right.
I can remember back in the days when I was refereeing hockey and you'd get hit in the wrong spot like that, especially if it was a television game. One of your other referees would come over to you and say, "We're on TV, grab your knee."
Just grab your knee. The ball was tipped away off the Braves, so it'll be Owls basketball. And Toppy will bring it up, 27-7. Inside to Kellstrom. Kellstrom to Griggs. Up through the contact and good.
Kaylin Griggs having herself a first half now, too.
She's got five. It's 29-7. Back to the 2-2-1 press. Good job by the Braves to get it to the middle. Now they break the press, and Catterett slips a little to Chat for three. Off the right rim. Rebound to Ellie Kellstrom. And now handed off to Toppy. Toppy will bring it across almost halfway through our second quarter. Bounce pass left side Griggs to the free throw line. Kellstrom back up top. Toppy inside Backstrom. Corner to Jessica Montgomery. And she'll try to kick it up. Picked off by Anna Herbelsheimer. Down the court. Herbelsheimer misses the layup. Rebound. Catterett misses it. And rebound to Montgomery. And that is the type of opportunities the Braves have to take advantage of. Inside to Griggs. Outside Ellie Kellstrom. Left wing three. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Griggs. She goes up and fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Exciting little minute of basketball there down at the other end. Braves missed two layups in a row. The first one's the one that I really thought should have went in, and then the second one, she was a little bit too far under the bucket to get it up, but like you said, can't miss those.
That foul goes on Klinger, her third here of the first half. First free throw is no good by Griggs. This game brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, Augray, and East Talbot, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Instaco Premium Products of Oscoda, and the Hilltop Grill of Oscoda. Second free throw by Griggs. That one's good. And, yeah, just like that, Griggs has 6 points in the contest. Second on the team. And a double dribble here on Anna Herbelsheimer. Put it on her hip and then dribbled it again. So another turnover. And it's going to go back to the Owls, leading 30-7 here in the first half. Up top to Griggs. Griggs right side Montgomery. Montgomery bounce pass to Kellstrom. No one guards her. They turn around away from her, and Kellstrom dribbles in and scores. Miscommunication by the Braves on defense. Right side. That's Push. Push inside to Bush. Bush up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out. Anna Herbelsheimer. Herbelsheimer into the lane, and we're going to get a foul here. I don't think Toppy moved her feet. She's going to pick up the foul. Yep.
Good work inside there that time, actually, by Ava Bush.
She will look to inbound here, running out of time. Able to find Anna Herbelsheimer. Ball is up. Never mind. Bush stepped over the line when she inbounded it, and so it will go to the Oscoda Owls again. Toppy will bring it across the line. Right side to Griggs. And a foul here. On the Owls.
Yeah, 22 is going to pick herself up a push on that. That's Kingsley Backstrom.
Off-ball foul.
Both teams have got six fouls now. Next one will put them in the bonus for this last 2.5 minutes.
Anna Herbelsheimer, right side to Reese Catterett for the Braves. And now back to Push, and Herbelsheimer up top. Braves continue to swing it around inside. Good layup, but no good. Rebound to Bush, and a foul here coming on the Owls as the layup was missed by Felski. And then a foul coming here on Backstrom. Yeah, Backstrom. That's her third already of the quarter.
Two right in a row.
That should be a 1-1.
And guess who's coming back in, Bradley, for her?
Mia Wipke. Offense.
Yeah.
The offense is back.
Mia Wipke back in the game.
This is what they're talking about, though. I mean, she has 17 points in the game. The rest of the team is still able to contribute while she was gone.
Oh, absolutely.
This is how deep this team has been this year. Ava Bush, first free throw is no good. Rebound to Griggs. The Owls lead 32-7 here in the first half. Right side, Toppy. Toppy, too high for Griggs. We'll see who this is off of.
Went off Reds. It's going to stay with White. 23, Reese Catterett touched that ball after it was passed badly and gave the Owls a possession under the basket.
Toppy looking to inbound. Bounce pass taken away by Herbolsheimer. Tried to get it to Kallstrom. Rare turnover by the Owls so far in this first half. They haven't had many, have they?
That's their fifth.
I think you'll take that for a half. You'll take five.
Absolutely.
Catterett dribbles through the lane. And we'll kick back out to Herbolsheimer. Gets a screen from Bush. Now left side to Push. And up top, Anna Herbolsheimer. Sets up the offense. Drives right side to Catterett. Now Catterett will drive. Has the ball ripped away by Griggs. Griggs takes it into the lane. Right side has the ball kicked away. And so it'll stay with the Oscoda Owls.
Good defensive play there by the Braves' number 10, Catherine Push, getting back to not give Griggs the easy layup there. Wipke comes back out, takes a seat.
Montgomery will look to inbound. We'll go up top to Griggs. Griggs drives, kick to Montgomery. Wide open right corner three, no good. Rebound Anna Herbolsheimer. She'll take it down the court. Drive right side, one-on-one at the rim. Goes up and able to force some contact, so she'll go to the line to shoot two. Kallstrom will pick up the foul.
Yeah, pretty smart play by Anna Herbolsheimer right there. She was kind of way, way off on the angle for the glass, but threw it up anyhow, got the contact. She'll get a pair of free throws. It'd be really good if they made them.
First one, a little bit short. This one, this game brought to you in part by Edward Jones of East Tawas, Tawas Bay Insurance of East Tawas, Metalodge of East Tawas, Gary Oil of Oscoda, and Hale and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas.
Aaron Brown checking back in for Ava Bush for the Braves.
Second free throw is good. So Anna Herbolsheimer with 5 of Tawas's 8 points. Bounce pass, Mia Wipke. She'll hand off. Berquist, Berquist inside, and a travel before she got started.
And I agree with that.
Drag that,
that
back
right foot.
Yep, drag that back foot. 32-8. The Owls leading the Braves into that 2-2-1 press. Cross-court pass to Catterett. Throws, has it ripped away by Montgomery. Montgomery to Berquist. Right side, Griggs pull up three. No good. Rebound to Brown. And here come the Braves. Catterett will bring it across the line. Loses it. And, yep, that's going to be a travel. Bounced up on her a little too high. And visible frustration from the Braves right now.
Yeah, two steps forward, one step back right now, Brad. Owls will bring it in. Minute 20 left here till halftime.
Berquist will just walk it across. Go left side, Wipke. Inside to Kallstrom. Good defense by the Braves to take it away. As Felski knocked it away to Morand. Morand will work it up the court. Left side now to Herbolsheimer. 60 seconds remaining. Inside Catterett. Catterett will go up. She'll be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
And that's something that they need to keep doing here. I know that it's kind of coming together late here in the half, but that driving the lane and getting fouled situation, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It keeps the clock stopped. It gets you the chance to shoot free throws. And then it also gives you the chance to miss the first one.
You got to make the free throws is the only thing that's not going Tawas' way right now. Kallstrom will check out. Miles will check in for her. Braves have had their chances at the lines. Haven't been able to knock them home. Catterett will take another one. That one long as well. Rebound to Griggs. Berquist will bring it across. 55 seconds. Left side, Wipke right into the lane. Go up, right-hand score.
Mia Wipke just continuing the show right now. It's all her show.
Just strong drive to the bucket. And now quickly the Braves break the press. Good job by the Braves. And they tried to get it to Brown. Now to Right side shot, knocked it down by Morand.
Just a two-pointer. She was on the line, so.
Tried to get the knock it down until I saw the hand of the official with the two. So with 25 seconds left, Owls by 24, 34-10. Wipke right side, Montgomery. Back up top to Berquist. 15 seconds to go in the half. The Owls might be going for one shot. No, they can go to Wipke. Wipke through the contact, no good. Rebound on the ground, fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it'll stay with the Owls with 7 seconds remaining in the first half.
So they'll get one more crack at it here, 34-10 right now. They'll get a chance to add to that with 7 seconds and the ball under the glass for the Owls.
Montgomery will inbound, tried to get it to Wipke, but taken away by Catterett. Catterett with 4 seconds, has to get down the floor, throws it up at the rim, right at the buzzer. Brown got it at the buzzer to score.
That one will count. Nice rebound for Aaron Brown. Nice putback, a little bit of confidence, a little bit of momentum going into halftime for the Braves.
So at halftime, it's the Oscoda Owls 34, the Taos Area Braves 12 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ready to start our second half. It's Oscoda 34, Taos Area 12. Leading scorer was Mia Wipke with that 14-point first quarter. She ended up with 19 points overall. Kaylin Griggs had 6. And then for Taos Area, they were led by Anna Herbelsheimer. She had 5 points of their 12. And so the Braves, they got to get something going here, Kurt. They're going to need to force some turnovers. They're going to need to knock down a lot of shots to get back in it.
Well, same thing that happened the other night to Whittemore. They turned it over 31 times. Taos is halfway there. They got 15 turnovers already. They need to shut that right down here in the second half.
Klinger has the basketball. Mid-range jumper good, and a good start for the Braves. Cuts the lead 34-14. Toppy with the basketball up top for the Owls. Hands off to Sabrina Salvador. Sabrina Salvador kick back outside, taken away by Morand. Morand up court for the Braves. She'll stop and shoot a little jumper and good, and a 4-0 start here for the Taos Area Braves, 34-16.
Cutting it to 18, I like it.
Getting out playing fast right now, the Braves are. Toppy to Sabrina Salvador. She'll kick outside. Pump fake Miles. Now she'll launch the three, and no good. Rebound down to Moran. They need that. They need one and done from the Owls. Good job by the Braves. And so now Herbelsheimer, right side Morand. Dumped down inside to Herbelsheimer again. And now Morand, mid-range jumper, too strong, rebound Wipke. Toppy will bring it up for the Owls. Here in this district final of girls basketball, winner will go to Houghton Lake on Tuesday. Mid-range jumper for Kallstrom, no good. Rebound Wipke, left hand, no good. Rebound Kallstrom up, no good. And ball is going to be kicked out of bounds by the Owls. And no press here by the Owls.
No, not at this point. It was very successful in the first half. I'm surprised he went away from it this early, but he does have a comfortable lead right now.
Wouldn't be surprised to see it come back at some point. Herbelsheimer inside, a jumper, no good. Rebound to Sabrina Salvador. She'll jog it up the court. And goes right inside, the sophomore from Spain, an easy layup, and it's back up to a 20-point lead, 36-16.
Get a rebound at one end, get a bucket at the other. That's the way it works.
Bounce pass Klinger, left side. Cross court to Moran, down inside to Anna Herbelsheimer. She'll shoot the mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound Sabrina Salvador, ball poked away. She's able to fight for it, and now she's headed up court. And no one stops her, drives inside, layup up and good for Sabrina Salvador. Again, no one guards her.
Yeah, you just can't give her the whole lane like that. She took it right to the hole, and it was a ghost town all the way to the glass.
38-16, right back up by 22. Go the Owls. Left side Klinger. He'll drive it. She'll drive inside, excuse me, and she'll be fouled on the floor as Miles will pick it up. Her second.
On the floor, not a shooting foul. Braves will get it underneath the rim here.
Herbelsheimer into Klinger. Klinger right up, no good. Rebound tipped around and won by the Braves. And then she tries to pass outside his push and gets it out to Herbolsheimer. Up top to push. Right side to Anna Herbolsheimer. Left side, Catterett. She'll try the three off right. Rebound to Sabrina Salvador. Number 45, Sabrina Salvador. Cross-court pass. Whipke right corner three. Knock it down!
Mia Whipke started right where she left off in the first half here in the second half. Beautiful three.
Whipke feeling it tonight. Back up to a 25-point lead, 41-16. Herbolsheimer, mid-range jumper, rims out. Rebound to Whipke. Whipke to the point guard, Toppy, and Olivia Toppy will bring it across. Bounce pass to Sabrina Salvador. She'll drive inside. Has the ball poked away. Anna Herbolsheimer, and a foul here on Toppy. Stopping the fast break.
Yeah, Tawa's just trying. They're digging deep right now. They're trying to change the momentum of this game. They're doing their best, but Whipke just keeps shutting them down.
Left side, Catterett steps in. Mid-range jumper, too strong. Poked out of bounds by Sabrina Salvador, and he'll stay with the Braves. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City, the Bresh Funeral Homes of East Tawas and Oscoda, and Autotech of East Tawas. Abigail Herbolsheimer throws it a little low, trying to get it into Klinger, who missed the shot. And now a rebound out to the Owls. Miles, right corner three, rims out. Rebound down to push. And so now it'll be the Braves bringing it across. 4:10 remaining in our third quarter. The Owls way out in front. Braves swinging around the outside. Anna Herbolsheimer hands off to push. Right side to Catterett. Down inside Herbolsheimer. And ball goes a little all the way through. Tipped around and stolen by Whipke. Whipke right side to Miles. Back up top, Toppy. And a handoff to Sabrina Salvador. Looking for a lane to drive. Finds one. Left-hand layup good.
She's so strong to the rim, Brad. It's tough to stop her.
43-16. Oscoda over top of Tawas area here in this district final. Looking well on their way for the date in the regionals next week. 3:21 to play. Right side push. She'll try the three. Off glass, no good. Rebound Miles. And Megan Miles will bring it up for the Oscoda Owls. Hand off Toppy. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom open for three. Knock it down.
Ellie Kellstrom, she's not afraid to shoot it. Bingo.
Leading scorer on Wednesday night. She's got five in the game, and it's Owls by 30, 46-16. Deep three here for Herbolsheimer. No good. Goes out of bounds.
Here comes some wholesale line changes, Brad. Oscoda sends four in. The Braves send two in. Good round of applause for the seniors that are coming out.
Whipke, the only one to stay on the floor for the Owls. This game brought to you in part by Arby's of Standish and West Branch, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Bay Party Store of East Dallas, and Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Pinconning, and Standish. Berquist with the basketball up top. Bounce pass to Whipke on the left wing. Back up top, Berquist. Swing it around. Down inside, Whipke. Great action to get Whipke open, who gets an easy layup.
Wonderful ball movement on that possession right there. Easy two for Whipke. Easiest two she's had tonight.
The Owls now go feature a 2-3 zone, but man-to-man all night, or woman-to-woman all night. Now going into the zone. Brown, a mid-range jumper, just off the rim.
Hey, Mia Whipke with the rebound.
Left side, Montgomery. Montgomery drives baseline. She'll be fouled by push. First team foul on the Tawas area Braves of the half. First on push. 2:11 to play in our third quarter. Montgomery will inbound underneath for the Owls. Back up top, Berquist. 32-point lead for the Oscoda Owls. Left side, Montgomery. Wants inside to Backstrom. Not there, so they kick back out to Berquist. Go right side to Griggs. Back up top, and now they'll change up the action. Try to run a screen for Griggs to get open in the corner to dump it right back down to Backstrom, who goes straight up and scores.
And gets hammered. No foul, no extra shot, but what a nice move to the bucket that time by Kingsley Backstrom.
took it strong, even though, yeah, you can tell she expected the contact, still took it strong, and it's now 50-16. Push, a mid-range jumper over the top of Montgomery, no good. Rebound fought for by Backstrom. And here come the Owls, and Backstrom comes up hobbled. I think she turned an ankle when she got that rebound. Right inside to Wipke. Strong move, right hand, no good. Rebound fought for, and won by Bush, and a foul on Wipke.
Well, as much as things change from the other night, a lot of things staying the same right here, right now. Towers has put up more points, but in classic fashion of the Whittemore game, Oscoda just running away here at the end, too strong.
It just every time they cycle someone in, we've talked about this, every time that someone's producing, every time they cycle somebody in. Up top, Moran for the Braves. Right side, that's Felsky. She'll drive baseline. Hand off to number 12, that's Chat. Chat back outside to Moran. And now to Felsky. We're on the same action again. This time Felsky shoots over Backstrom. No good. Rebound pulled down by Wipke. Think Backstrom might have got a hand on it. Up top to Berquist for the Owls. 52 seconds remaining in the first. Wipke inside to Backstrom. Backstrom, strong right hand, good.
That girl doesn't miss from in the paint, I'll tell you that, Brad. Another nice bucket by Kingsley Backstrom right there.
52-16. Up top, Moran for the Braves. Back right side, Felsky. Inside to Chad. Pump fake, throws it at the feet. Ball on the ground, stolen by the Owls. Up to Berquist. Berquist, bounce pass, Backstrom. What a pass as Backstrom scores. Timeout, Towers, 54-16. Oscoda on WKJC, your power station for sports. Seconds remaining in the quarter. The Owls 54 and Towers 16. And Miranda bringing across, left side Brown to Chat. And now back to Brown, up top to Moran. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Up top, Moran. Right side, Felsky. Chat at the short corner. Back out, Felsky for three. No good. Rebound to Berquist. That'll end the quarter. So at the end of three, it's Oscoda 54, Towers 16 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Oh, yeah. The Owls start with the basketball. Toppy has it up top, gets a screen from Miles. Kick it back out to Miles, and he will hand it right back to Toppy. I think they're trying to get Kellstrom the basketball here. And hand off to Griggs now. Griggs outside Miles. Back to the corner to Griggs. Ball taken away by the Braves. Moran up to Cataract. Cataract has it taken away. And ball on the ground, and Kellstrom's coming away with it for the Owls. Left side Miles wide open for three. A little short. Rebound pulled down by Moran. Moran dribbles up court. Stop and pop mid-range jumper. Good. That's how they started the last quarter before the Owls ended up on that 20-0 run to end the quarter. Salvador to Kellstrom. Little mid-range jumper. And great pass by Sabrino Salvador. Gets Ellie Kellstrom a jumper. And it's 56-18. Left side, Moran for three. No good. Moran gets her own rebound, puts it right back up. No good, and out of bounds. Back to the Owls.
Olivia Moran, kind of a little bit of a spark for the Braves tonight. She's having a pretty decent game. Playing hard.
Sabrina Salvador has the ball up top for the Owls, trying to find a lane to drive in. Spin move, and a carry.
The famous old carry. Braves ball out on the side court here. 6:39 left in our contest. 56-18. Owls on top.
Left side Moran. Moran up top to Anna Herbelsheimer. And miscommunication between Herbelsheimer and Moran as a bounce pass goes out of bounds. And full court man-to-man here by the Towers Braves. Toppy works around it, goes to the corner, swings it up top, and a travel on Toppy. Back to the Braves.
Hopefully here at the end, Amy knows enough to get Abigail and Olivia out of the game for a nice round of applause from the teammates and stuff at the end on their last game as a senior.
Right side, Reese Catterat to Herbelsheimer in the corner for three. Knock it down.
Nice shot there by Abby. Senior knocks a nice three down. Gets the Braves up to 21.
Gets on the board in what will be her final game of her high school career. Good swing pass. Toppy for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Griggs. Though fought for it. Goes up, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Absolutely. Kaylin Griggs, tough young lady. Powered herself in there, got that rebound, and she's going to get rewarded with a couple shots here at the line.
5:51 to play in our fourth quarter, 56-21. Griggs' first free throw, a little long. I want to give credit to the Oscoda staff. I mean, they learned at about noon today, and they accepted to host. So as Griggs knocks down the next free throw, so give some credit to the athletic director, Sherry Meyer, and assistant athletic director, Dean Caldwell, and everybody who was able to put this together. It's not as simple as hosting any game as Abby Herbelsheimer, left corner, three, knock it down.
Abby feeling it now, got one from both baselines now, two threes in a row for her.
Sabrina Salvador will bring it across. Back up top, Toppy. Left side to Griggs, up top again. Right side, Marlene Sabrino Salvador. She'll drive inside. Has the ball taken away by Anna Herbelsheimer. Herbelsheimer through the lane. Just throws it up through the contact, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. So to finish my point there, you know, doing a district game is not as easy as just switching a regular season game. The MHSAA doesn't care about a regular season game. You can do whatever you want, but there's some hoops to jump through to switch a district game. So well done by everybody at Alcona and at Oscoda to make this happen and get this here.
Absolutely, and it shortened our drive up a little bit, so I'm not upset about it at all.
Abby Herbelsheimer knocks down, Anna Herbelsheimer, excuse me, this one's Anna, knocks down the free throw.
The Herbelsheimer sisters running up some points here for the Braves in the fourth quarter. Good to see.
Marlene Sabrino Salvador will check out. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Griggs. Whipke will bring it up. And up top to Toppy. Left side, Whipke for three. And, wow, she can't miss. Who knew? Moran with the rebound. And so now right side, that's Reese Catterat. Inside Klinger, knocked away, but able to regain it as Klinger. Shoot the jumper, and Klinger gets it to go.
She got the nicest jump shot on the team that I've seen all night tonight. Beautiful jump shot from Klinger.
Makes it 57-27. Good to see the Braves putting some points up on the board here. And there's going to be a turnover by the Owls. Nope, they're going to say it was tipped away. And that's what forced it into the backcourt. So the Owls bring it back across. And, yep, now Anna Herbelsheimer got a little too in the grill of Olivia Toppy. Foul. 4:29 to play in our contest. Toppy inbounds to Griggs. And a turnover. Moran with the basketball right at the rim. Missed the layup, and Kelstrom with the rebound. And bounce pass to Toppy. Toppy works to the corner. That's Miles. Miles up top to Kelstrom. Kelstrom drives on Klinger. Right side, Whipke for three. Knock it down.
What a performance tonight by Mia Whipke. This one will go down in the books here in Oscoda as one of the better female performances in their history.
Fourth three of the night by Whipke. Klinger shoots, no good. Whipke, another rebound. Left side, Kelstrom, deep three over Klinger, no good. Rebound fought for, one by Whipke. Up top, Kelstrom again, pump fake. Left side, Miles for three, knock it down.
I scored a pouring it on now, 3.5 left in the fourth quarter.
63-27. The Owls able to find the three-point bucket today. Moran for three, no good. Rebound, Catterat. Inside Klinger. Klinger through the contact. She'll be fouled. And Kelstrom will pick up the foul. Klinger goes to the line. She'll shoot two.
Whipke needs one rebound for her 10.
Say that louder so someone hears her. They get her.
Hear that down there, Mr. Toppy?
Number 12 needs one more rebound for a double-double. Klinger, couple of dribbles. First free throw, a little bit long. Three new Owls will check into the game. Kellstrom checks out. Miles checks out. Griggs checks out. Backstrom, Montgomery, and Berquist into the game. And a full line change, a full new five for the Taos area Braves. Klinger will shoot this free throw, and if she makes it, she'll check out. And no good. Rebound tipped around, and Backstrom going to throw it inbounds, and it's going to be out of bounds. Taos will have it. Backstrom took out the water cooler.
She did, and because she's such a nice girl, she actually fixed the water cooler, put the water cooler back where it belonged, and moved the cart back to where it was. Good work there. Excellent work by Kingsley Backstrom.
Chat will go left side. That's Belsky. Back to man-to-man are the Skoda girls. Inside to Bush. A little trouble with it. Whipke steals it away, and Whipke's alone to the rim. Right-hand layup, good. That is 29 points
what
for Mia Whipke. Right side, Brown. Brown up top. For three, and no good. Rebound, Whipke. There's 10.
There's a rebound.
And Whipke's got a double-double. Berquist trying to get it inside to Backstrom. Taken away by Push. Push down the court. Little right-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Toppy. Toppy to Backstrom. Backstrom inside. Goes up, and she'll be fouled by Bush. A good line to shoot, too.
Boy, I tell you what, all the kids on this Skoda team and all the talent they have, Kingsley Backstrom's my favorite. I think she's just a gritty little player, and when she gets in that paint, I tell you what, she's hard to deny the basket.
She is fighting in there. First free throw is up, and that one a little bit long. All right, so we demanded that Whipke get her 10th rebound. Now we got to fight and get her the 30 points. Got to get her one more bucket. Second free throw by Backstrom, no good. Rebound fought for, one by Brown for the Braves. And now here comes Push. Push, bounce pass right side, and now back up top. And Push again, left side. Felsky to Chat, inside to Bush. Ava Bush shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes up, no good. Rebound, Backstrom fought for the rebound and wins it. She'll stop, go to Berquist. That's what you're talking about right there, right? Fighting for the rebound. Berquist, a jumper. No good. Rebound, and Whipke's going to pick up a foul.
Yeah, she was over the top of Aaron Brown's back on that rebound.
Berquist and Backstrom will check out.
Part of the crew comes back in. Senior Kaylin Griggs back in the game. Looks like Megan Miles back in the game. Livia Toppy in the game. All the seniors back in here for the last minute and a half.
3-point no good. Rebound pulled down by Griggs. Griggs up to Toppy. Toppy stop and pop three. No good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Felsky. Get it up to Chat. And Chat will bring it up across for the Taos Braves. Left side. Herbolsheimer for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. One by the Braves again. Chat with it. Back to Herbolsheimer. She'll try a mid-range jumper and score it. Abby Herbolsheimer now has 8 points in the quarter. 65-29, right side, Montgomery for three. Knock it down.
Nice shot. Real, real nice shot by Jessica Montgomery.
She's in the books. Her first points of the night. Back to Abby Herbolsheimer. They're feeding it through the senior. Can't finish inside, and a foul underneath will probably go on the Owls.
Hard to tell. A little decision-making. 1-5. Yep, it's going to be on Griggs.
Her first?
Yep. Her first, team seventh.
And this is technically the final home game for these girls. So Toppy, Griggs, and Miles will all check out. They'll get hugs from their coaches.
Yep, awesome. Standing ovation here from the crowd at the Skoda High School gym. All three seniors exit the game, get hugs from the whole team over on the bench. And meanwhile, Aaron Brown will go to the line for the Braves.
1-1, no good. Backstrom with the rebound to Berquist. Berquist, right side, Montgomery. Montgomery inside to Backstrom, fights through the contact, and she'll go to the line for two more.
That's why I like that little girl right there. She wasn't going to be denied getting that ball up, and she did, and she went to the line. And if she makes them both, the Owls can get to 70 here.
Currently 68-29. First free throw is just rimmed out. 53 seconds remaining. Backstrom's second free throw also rims out. Rebound tipped around, won by Abby Herbelsheimer. Morand, right side, Felski. Felski back to Morand. Morand up top to Brown. Brown, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Wipke again. Wipke to Berquist with 35 seconds left. We'll see if the Owls do try to score. Well, goes right side and out of bounds as Berquist threw it a little too far away from Montgomery.
They're going to turn it over instead of holding on to it.
That's right. They're going to give the Braves another chance to score. Left side, Abby Herbelsheimer, 4-3. No good. Rebound to Berquist. And Berquist brings it across the line. And the Braves, Moran's going to foul. And a look between Morand and Berquist there. I think Berquist kind of looking, going, there's 20 seconds left. We weren't really going to do a whole lot here. And that's going to send, not quite seven fouls. One more, that was the last foul to give by the Braves.
And now hopefully Oscoda will just toss it in the backcourt, hang on to it, and we'll call it a ball game. I wouldn't expect another shot from Coach Toppy here, but we'll see.
Montgomery will inbound, go to Wipke. Wipke to Kellstrom, and Kellstrom into the lane, and got it with the foul.
Well, just when you think you know what you're talking about doing a radio broadcast, they throw it in, run a little backdoor screen, and Kellstrom goes up hard to the rim to put another two up and a chance to get three.
70-29, Kellstrom at the line for one more. Free throw up, and I think we had a lane violation. Yeah, so shot missed anyway, but didn't really matter. Morand will have it for the Braves. Right side, Felski mid-range jumper, rims out, and Kellstrom couldn't quite handle the rebound. And they're just going to let the clock run. So that's going to end our contest as the... That bucket did not count there. And the Oscoda Owls have won the District 70 here in Division 3. Final score 70-29.